Lesson 34, Statistics. First, let's clarify the difference between number and amount. We use number with countable nouns and amount with uncountable nouns. A large number of people. A massive amount of damage. A significant number of countries. A considerable amount of money. A tiny number of computers. A minuscule amount of alcohol. Numbers and statistics can increase or decrease, more formal. Rise or fall, also formal. Or go up and go down, more informally. When a number goes up or down very fast, we can describe this as sharp or dramatic. For example, the sudden improvement in the economy has resulted in a dramatic drop in unemployment and a sharp rise in consumer spending. When a number goes up or down slowly, then we can talk about a gradual increase in population or a slow decline in the number of violent crimes. And if a number doesn't change, then it remains steady or remains constant. We use the word widespread to describe something that is happening frequently in many places. For example, there being widespread dissatisfaction with the government, or a new book winning widespread acclaim in the literary world. A hurricane can cause widespread damage, and a presidential candidate can have widespread support among voters of a certain demographic. In conversational English, we often use the structure keep plus the ing form of the verb to describe something that happens frequently. For example, I'm trying to work, but my colleagues keep interrupting me. Why do you keep asking me about the problem? I've told you 1,000 times I don't know how to solve it. Now listen and repeat the collocations about statistics. A large number. A massive amount. A significant number. A considerable amount. A tiny number. A minuscule amount. A dramatic drop. A sharp rise. A gradual increase. A slow decline. Remains steady. Remains constant. Widespread dissatisfaction. Widespread acclaim. Widespread damage. Widespread support. Keep interrupting. Keep asking. Okay, now try the practice quiz to put your knowledge of the statistics collocations to the test.